section.
It's gotta be tight. It's gotta be tight.
It's gotta be tight.
Well, what album are we talking?
We're talking about Free Willin' tonight.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We're gonna talk shit about Bob Dylan all night.
Free Willy, yeah. I didn't have to talk shit about Bob Dylan.
The soundtrack with Michael Jackson's Hold Me.
Wait, okay.
Free Willy, the soundtrack.
Who else is down to talk shit about Bob Dylan?
Fuck yeah.
Right here!
You're a fool!
Hey, everybody who had that circle fuck off shirt is talking shit.
Well, no, the whole point is you talk. So, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello!
About
this.
Okay.
Welcome to Jake and Oliver Ruin Your Favorite Records.
You can't leave if you don't want to talk shit about it.
Yeah,
if you say they're good.
Do you have to talk shit about it?
Well, this is all.
No,
this is all
you can praise it all you want.
You can praise it all you want.
You can praise it. You can talk about it. You can talk about things that have nothing to do with the album.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. We have five guests with us tonight. Our guests tonight are Portland stars and rock and roll legends NTNT, coming all the way to us from Portland here in the living room tonight with Jake and Oliver Ruin Your Favorite Records. Everyone, go around and introduce yourselves.
Hey, my name's Brad. We're gonna play NTNT.
I'm Daddy.
You don't play lead guitar. You do not play lead guitar. I'm Ryan. I think I'm just gonna come flat out. I think that, you know, this record is garbage, and I'm gonna be saying that it's garbage for the next, you know, length of this.
I mean, that is your right as a member of this podcast to shit on this album.
It seems like a pretty straightforward. Let's just talk shit.
Yeah.
For like an hour and a half. So I'm prepared to do that.
We are ruining
these records.
We are ruining Bob Dylan's Free Will.
Address the fact that
Ryan just turn it way down.
Turn it all the way down.
Yeah, that's the magic of mixing.
Yeah, we can mix the record.
We
out
know
of
way to say that is a plug to, like, I can't honestly hear it.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
For those, because like it's so shitty that I can't.
So literally, we're talking over someone talking over.
I think the biggest thing that we're gonna do during this whole session is we actually have to listen to the lyrics. Just nothing else matters.
Constructively or
destructively
lyrics, but let's try to make
some offense. Yeah, the magic of Dylan lies in the simplicity of the melodies contrasted with the complexity of the lyrics.
And then rounded down to the seriously dumbness of the
Yeah, right. Because he was ridiculously high when he wrote.
Square root that, and you have soul.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He has 1.12222.
Boy, we just completely talked over one of the most timeless songs of all time and didn't even listen to it. So I think we're off to a good start.
We are definitely off to a good start.
If you notice, we're very caring, considering
the
wings get heavy on the borderline.
So this episode shall be called NTNT.
Yeah.
Or Everyone Does Their Bob Dylan Impression.
Yeah, Everyone Does Their Bob Dylan Impression.
Which I'm totally happy with.
Yeah.
Dude, where was it? Tacoma? That girl just comes over and she's like, do you do Bob Dylan impressions? And I was like, no. Who was? She's like, just do a Bob Dylan impression. But I guess like her friend had told her, like, just some guy that didn't know, so like, that guy just Bob Dylan impression. That had made her laugh. It was like really cool.
Just a random chick that you met? That's awesome.
And then she was like super embarrassed. She's like, I'm sorry, like, he told me you do Bob Dylan impression.
Oh, okay, well.
But I'm like, I don't know that guy. I don't know.
Alright, well, okay, well, let's listen for a bit.
Alright, everybody.
Right. 10 seconds of listening.
Yeah, 10 seconds of listening before we
one verse, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Let's listen to one verse.
The halves hanging long. For that's the way I remember.
His guitar is beautiful.
God damn it, Ryan.
I will say that.
You fucking finger
pig. I wonder if she remembers me at all.
She does. No, she told me.
That's why he's writing the song. If she did, then he would be writing the song.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be so be funny if whoever this is about, like, somehow never heard of it.
Yeah. Like, he'd be fucking her. She'd be happy. He would probably grow up and be a lawyer.
Let me tell you. Have you ever read a song when you were happy?
No. I wrote so many songs when I was happy.
No, Bobby.
Yeah, I've heard plenty of happy songs.
Don't take this from me.
Alright, also, he's pretty good at the harmonica.
So we refer to this as pondering.
This was going to be NTNT shits over a record, but instead it became Bob Dylan wins for new fans.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's I will always shit on Bob Dylan, but you know there are the things that I do respect about the man. You know what I mean?
No.
Wait.
Interjection!
We have some serious band arguments happening right now.
Okay, this is a shitty song. Listen to this as a song. I'm bored as fuck. This is a shitty song.
Brad, you are bored as fuck because you don't feel emotions like a normal human being, so fuck you!
I don't care about anything that he's saying. I don't care about it.
I don't care about anything that he's saying either. His lyrics are the worst fucking lyrics in the history of time. They're legitimately garbage, but the melodies and just...
Wait, what?
Who is this? I don't care about
I think that's
those.
Completely backwards from the way most people would think. Honestly, I think most people would care more about his lyrics.
His melodies is completely terrible.
That's
all about lyrics.
That's
folk music.
Okay,
yeah,
but they may... But they may be generic, but...
Yeah, everybody get your judgments ready for the third song.
Get high behind this. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
You'd have
never done
it. I already hate this
bullshit.
Song.
This is a bullshit song.
I already hate this song. Yes, I already hate this song.
I think this might be our best episode.
Yeah, I know.
It's definitely the most true to the title of this podcast.
Yeah, we are ruining the fuck out of the three
people and Bob Dylan right now, yeah.
Ain't hide from my eyes.
Alright. One verse.
Alright. Okay, here we go. Second verse. Oh no, this is the end of the verse.
And I'm shitting.
Okay, here goes.
I would award him anyone. You want me to believe. I'm about to see through your eyes.
Bob Dylan is the Nickelback of a shittier generation.
That will be the tagline of this episode. When we write the description of this episode, Bob Dylan is the Nickelback of a shittier generation.
Totally.
Hold on, you guys. Come on.
Oh my god.
Death count gets higher. Oh, in your cungus.
In your mansion.
Mansion.
All the young people's blood.
All the young people's blood.
Flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud.
I didn't even understand that lyric.
I couldn't write songs this good if I was wasted.
Here's check.
He was probably pretty wasted when he wrote this. He was probably high up his ass.
It would have been cool to get really high with him.
Oh, of course.
Into the world.
Why wouldn't it?
He probably should be like,
government sucks.
You know what though? Yeah, I feel like he's ticklish.
Bob Dylan is probably ticklish. I bet Bob Dylan has a great little giggle. I bet Bob Dylan has a great little giggle.
I bet his giggle was the Stankovers, the words rolling the stone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that really?
I feel like Bob Dylan just slowly evolved into the, what's the little glove guy?
Michael Jackson?
No.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Whoa, Jesus blew my mind. Pillsbury both Doughboy is a white glove and it's all.
That, no, he's not a glove. You're thinking of the Hamburger Helper guy.
Yeah, you're thinking of Hamburger Helper. Nothing to do with Bob Dylan.
It doesn't matter. We
end of conversation.
Better than Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper, greater than Bob Dylan.
Well, I mean, obviously, that doesn't. The Hamburger Helper being better than Bob Dylan doesn't matter.
Wait, Dylan. Listen.
When your death takes its toll.
Skip this song.
Let's skip it. But the thing is, we have to endure it in order to ruin it. Because the verses of the song don't matter because they suck.
I'll follow your casket.
It stays in one place forever, but I'll follow it.
Has anyone here seen Inside Llewyn Davis? Oh, fuck. You guys have to see Inside Llewyn Davis.
Okay, next song.
All right, here comes song four.
All right, everybody.
I guess if you haven't seen Inside Llewyn Davis. Davis. Oh, shit.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the highway.
And his guitar.
No, you realize that this is pure sarcasm for like all of us except for maybe Ryan.
Ryan actually
hates it. Ryan actually hates it.
So unpleasantly out of
sight. Yeah, your streets are getting empty.
He probably just did this in one take.
This is for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he literally made this song up as he was doing it.
The fuck is the last time a one take was like this thing?
Yeah, right.
Never.
Kanye's new album.
Really?
Wait, that album.
Sources that Kanye's new album is amazing, and then I listened to it myself, and I was like, yeah, I don't know about amazing, but it's pretty solid. Like, it's
Jesus?
Yeah, it's
alright. Very minimalistic, stripped down everything that is done.
Alright, just for the record, Kanye West is better than Bob Dylan.
Oh, shots fired, ladies and gentlemen.
Shots are fired.
I think that Kanye would agree with that statement.
Yeah, Kanye would agree with that.
There are way too many conversations happening.
Oh, that happens all the time. We have guests on the podcast, and at least three conversations happen at the same time. So,
three conversations, one, 2 mics.
Yeah, three conversations and one real mic. That's
okay. I have to say one thing. I have to train on listening. Who the fuck would record this without tuning their guitar?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
How could you possibly not know this was so horribly out of tune?
Listen, he's drunk. No one makes sense.
No, he's not drunk. He's just high. Well, maybe both.
No, you should get it. That's not an excuse. Even when I'm stoned, I can tune my goddamn guitar. Just take
it.
You took the guitar before you took the one take.
I feel like all those people are.
She said hashtag Callie made, and I said hashtag Callie made as fuck.
We have a
rule on this podcast just in case it
this
comes
should
up,
not this podcast should not be talking
we have a rule which is that
Twitter.
Okay, you can do that, but here's the thing: if we have a fact that we have in our head that we want to say but we're not sure if it's true, we're not allowed to look it up, so we have to just state it as fact. So if we have an idea that we think is true, we just say it as fact, and we don't look it up, we just confirm it.
All right, I
got shot out of a cannon.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Shot out of a candle?
A cannon.
Oh. I heard he also got shot out of a candle.
Yeah, he definitely got shot out of a candle.
All right,
so Bob Dylan contracted rabies twice.
Bob Jones, yes, right.
All right, I have an idea that I believe is fact, but may be disputable.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can't look it up, so it's true.
Bob Dylan is a shitty musician.
I guess we can't look it up. I guess
you saw true. Dustin apparently saw Bob Dylan as a shitty musician.
Yeah, in Wikipedia.
She's gonna so.
That or realize that we're making fun of
United States.
New song. We have a lot of material we can make fun of on this.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Great.
Let's listen
to it. Lone Ranger and Tonto. They're riding down the line.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Twitter. We'll put it on all your walls and shit. We'll tag you guys.
Good. Yeah, you better.
What is wrong with this generation? Can nobody focus for like 30 seconds anymore? What the
hey,
is happening
hey,
in this world?
Jack,
what is going
Jack,
on?
Jared, do you want to know
what's happening?
No! No!
Shut up!
No! Do you want to know what's happening? It's not that this generation can't focus. It's that Bob Dylan is impossible to focus on because he fucking sucks.
I got like fucking... Shut the fuck up and listen to the goddamn song.
We can't listen to the goddamn fucking song because it's horrible.
Fuck!
It's boring as fuck.
I want to listen to boring as fuck. I want to live on a fucking...
Your name is also Chad.
I want to live on a fucking...
Whoa, Ryan just dropped a bomb. Your name is Chad, dude.
What does that have anything to do with it? What? My parents named me Chad. I have to live with that. I'm okay with that. You know what? You should give me more credit for not changing my name to some like, yeah, my name's Chandler. Or some gay ass fucking name that I chose to live by.
Be cute, like the letter.
Yeah, like the letter. Hey, by the way, you want to change your name to Eric? No, but seriously, can we just focus for like 30 seconds? It would make me so happy as a human.
We can't.
To know that
we're trying our best. We're really trying our best.
I'm disappointed by our best.
I can't fucking
focus.
I'm really disappointed by our best.
Yes.
I don't know what
to say. Yes.
Like,
this is kind of one of my favorite albums ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, this is Justin Bieber.
She just looked up the hashtag Jazz on Twitter. Jazz. And NTNT official is liking every single picture.
I don't even know what that means. I don't have a Twitter.
There's nothing about this record that's interesting.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Thank you, Brad. There is nothing about this record that is interesting.
That in itself is interesting.
Well, that is what makes it interesting is that it's just a man and a guitar and a harmonica.
How did he do that?
Yeah. And how did it manage to become?
Meanwhile, Phil Spector was doing his little wall of sound.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Phil Spector was like putting entire orchestras on records and fucking
with two microphones,
and Bob Dylan walks into the studio and is like, "Fuck you guys, it's a hard rain gonna fall."
Okay, I will go on record and say, and this is a rare occasion where I actually get to say I'm going to go on record and actually be on record.
Yeah,
just say it.
But, I mean, as much as I can shit on Bob Dylan and as much as I dislike Bob Dylan, I will respect the fact that he did something that is really, really, really fucking hard.
Shut the fuck up and listen to some song!
Hey!
He's in the middle of a fucking point,
so for one,
what's
fuck
your
you.
Point?
My fucking point is that Bob Dylan did something that not very many other people could do, which is just
stop and sell a lot of
a huge audience with just a harmonica and a guitar.
We were talking about this with Neil Young.
Neil Young's great. We should ruin Neil Young sometime.
The only reason that Bob Dylan is famous is because he pioneered the LCD.
He did.
This is like the roast.
It is the Bob Dylan roast right now. Chad left because he's too angry.
That's bad.
Mad Chad. Hashtag Mad Chad.
Chad is like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, we should go on record and say that Chad lied about everything that he said during this podcast and he actually hates spot feeling, and he actually, you know,
he's on board with all you guys.
He's on board with all of us, and he also gave Bob Dylan a handjob one time.
Right, that's true. That's fact. That's fact.
He comes out for a year and he's again in this.
Oh no, Megan's something that way.
They had like 16 mics on.
They probably had a ton of mics on his guitar right now. Because it's one guy in the studio, what else are they gonna do with all their fucking mics? Just like,
no, yeah, I think they had like 12 mic, hard mic, and they had just like 8 fucking
room mics, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, like some of those room mics are just like, boom.
Yeah,
like everyone just like
right
on top of
it. Yeah, at a different angle. Yeah.
I met a young girl, she gave me rainbow.
Where the fuck are the drums?
Dude, the drummer on this record sucks.
The drummer on this record is fucking horrible. He, like, doesn't do anything.
Yo, where's the drum?
Yeah,
where's the drum? Where does it get to filthy dubstep?
It's hard rain.
Yeah, it's probably definitely hard at this point.
It's a hard rain gonna fall.
Bob Dylan is so fucking hard right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bob Dylan pretty much started the screamo movement.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Dylan actually was the first metal musician.
Bob? He was the first punk. He was the first punk.
If you track metal music to its roots, it's Bob Dylan.
I walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest.
I've been to the depths of the
game. Where the people are many and their hands are empty.
Yeah. What do you mean,
Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters.
This is just
time.
Where
the
whole
new valley is to damp dirt in prison.
The entirety of this record is sounding exactly the same.
Right.
The executioner's face
right.
is
it's
always
GCD.
Well hidden.
I am going to
CDG. Maybe an E minor, maybe an A minor. But that's about all you get.
I am going to go
take a group,
and I will enjoy the sound of that in this room. I'll be right back.
And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it.
All right, Chad's gone. I miss Chad.
So
we lost two of our guests because of the record.
How does it feel?
Two members of this room because this fucking record is dreary and boring as fuck.
And he resumes his leaving.
And it's a hard, it's a hard rain.
I don't know
why
you guys are singing shit.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan is awesome. Come on,
yo.
Give me my beer,
though. Why is Bob Dylan awesome? Why do you think that?
Because
she's drunk enough to think so.
He always goes with a pack of smokes are.
I always know when I
All right, well, we've reached the end of side one. We're only halfway done, people.
Okay.
Can I say something as a non-musician?
Of course.
And as a listener?
Right.
That I think Bob Dylan is really pleasing to me, and maybe he knew that he could make shitty music and that people who didn't play music would fucking love it. And maybe that's where you're all going wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't... Well, you just called it shitty music, so...
Well, that's the thing. I'm saying, like,
yeah, good. Good music isn't complex or something.
But I think that good music has two spectrums from the listener's perspective and from the artist's.
I'm just being
sarcastic. Oh, I didn't even.
Oh, you realize all of this is a lie, right?
Yeah. 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 I feel like everyone kind of respects. Like, yeah, I feel like Chad didn't know. Like, of course.
They don't have to do somehow.
Psych!
Yeah.
Fuck this, man.
Yeah.
Look out your window and I'll be gone.
That's the shelter.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, alright.
Huh?
Bad. I called it.
Oh, you called the mattress bag?
I called the carpet already.
You called the carpet? That's lame shit. I got the mattress bag.
A rare Chad appearance as he grabs his jacket.
A wild Chad appeared.
Yeah.
Chad used kicked.
Never
was not effective.
Turn on your light, V.
There's just no drums.
Dark side of the road.
Yeah.
I wish they would something would do a thing.
Where's the
Let's take a look at this.
Basically, that makes use to accept to make this shitty record.
It's not on this record.
I know it's from like, this last
year. Oh, really?
Like 2001 or
well,
something.
Fuck new
Bob Dylan.
If you think Bob Dylan sucks now, sucks then, he sucks now.
Calling out my name, yeah. Like you never done before.
Bob Dylan's blues was composed spontaneously. There you go, dude. You're right.
Motherfucker. What a dick.
Yeah.
I'm a sitting and I'm wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child.
Oh, yeah, not fair means nothing to be done. Yeah, thanks, man. It's the first line of my favorite play. Yeah, Waiting for Godot?
That is
no way! Yeah, it's the first line. You know that Samuel Beckett wrote it in French first, and then he translated it into English.
I've only read the translation.
Read, of course. Yeah. I mean, I speak French, so. But like, yeah, this is from when. Well, it's not from when, but it reminds me of when I lived in Paris. And yeah, I read that play while I lived in Paris, and it was awesome. Yeah.
So I just
see
everywhere.
Yeah, it's a great play. It's my favorite play. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, it's one of my favorite. It is my favorite.
Don't think twice. All right.
Jake Stein.
I use a little.
that is the shit that I use on
the more shit about this record than I do.
I have a fire. Like, I don't know.
All the hair gel I used to use when I used to still spike my hair was just made me look like I had dandruff. Alright, Ryan goes on a rant.
And go on record and say that this podcast has devolved into like 16 different conversations. But if you want the general idea of this podcast is that Bob Dylan is bad.
Yeah, okay, here you go. I have followed NTNT.
Please go to your Twitter accounts and follow at NTNT Music. Thanks.
We'll do plugs again at the end, but yeah.
Okay.
Everybody do that.
Well,
shameless plug, definitely.
Music is our guest for those who are still listening, which is nobody, because everybody likes Bob Dylan, and we're shitting on Bob Dylan, so...
Yeah, listeners are just kind of plummeting.
We had fun for a little bit, and we hurt our own feelings.
Yeah.
Hungry hearts, heat and cold.
I'm still here.
We never much thought we could get very old. We thought we could sit forever in fun.
Oh, you don't have to talk about it, right?
So basically, everyone's talking about everything
but
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan sucks.
Well, Bob Dylan has kind of dropped off the conversational
chat. That's actually true. Yeah. So,
what?
Chat's passing out.
Oh, did he fall asleep? He's probably just too tired. It is like fucking 4:30 in the morning.
It's not that easy to tell wrong from right.
It's all in good fun. No need to take
at the one road you traveled.
I'll still make you a white Russian at the end of the night.
We are shattered or split.
What a sweet guy.
I'll still make you a white Russian
on
the side. No matter what you say to me.
Hey, baby, gonna fight to say that.
That the music?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
I'll go grab some milk and some ice cubes.
The milk's out here, dude.
Oh, wow.
But the ice cubes probably aren't, so.
Yeah.
I wish in rain.
We should try and go to
the dog. And we could sit somewhere.
We got my health insurance cards. Brad lost some.
Kickstarter to get Brad health insurance.
Like going to get alcohol poisoning on this tour. So please try to help me get health insurance.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
I will get alcohol poisoning.
He will, though. He's actually gonna get alcohol poisoning.
I mean,
I'll probably get alcohol poisoning too. Hopefully, it's not on the same night.
Yeah, well, hopefully you won't, because you're
asked to rescue the
sun shine above the ground.
Yeah, okay. Brad and I can make this back. Brad, if you get alcohol poisoning and I'll rescue you. But if I get alcohol poisoning and you don't, you have to rescue me.
Who's a bigger candidate than me?
Ryan.
Oh, really? Ryan's gonna get it more than you? Wait, are you guys NTNT Music on Instagram too?
Official.
Okay, NTNT Official. I'll make sure we're
good.
Tag Al Flies Out.
We got met with a tear gas bomb.
What, people shitting on Bob Dylan, or just actual Bob Dylan?
That would be awesome. We should do this
Hey,
open mic.
Hey, alright, just so.
Rip on it?
Yeah.
NTNT played a show in San Francisco 3 days ago, and not Bob Dylan, but you know, Bob Dylan opened up the set for about 3 hours. It was
yeah, 12 seconds.
Yeah, it was Bob Dylan like, who opened up the set.
That's you. Jake?
No, that wasn't Bob Dylan. He played like 3 hours
you?
Of Grateful Dead covers.
It has to be you, right?
Okay, but
Jake?
Would you be surprised if Bob
You're
Dylan
Jake?
Played 3 hours?
He's probably, he's Jake. Yeah, he's
because
Jake.
I would not.
Oh, you said to like it, so I like it.
You were like so sneaky, like you were so chill, and he was all like,
I see. My strategy is not go about when I.
All right, I'll fly south this following you guys too.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna attack you as
went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. Said it was a bad thing.
I've gotta get something.
What's tomorrow?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Grody.
Grody. Grody in your head.
Ever since we got down here,
it's pronounced the Irish way. But it's spelled
can
not.
Can I tell you a little bit about my last name?
What is your last name?
So my last name is spelled K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Kearney,
yeah.
It's pronounced
Kearney, the Irish way.
Oh, the Irish way. Okay, of course.
Even though I ain't Irish,
I'm Irish.
It's pronounced the Irish.
Yeah, don't talk to me anymore.
Wait, who's Irish here?
No, my last name is Brody.
No, your middle name is Brody.
My middle name is Brody. My mom's last name is Brody.
I am.
Were you getting
like 95%
there you go.
Well, let's wait like 15 minutes and then we'll go see if your man is
fucking sarcasm, irony?
No, it wasn't sarcasm, irony. Some people don't believe that I'm like 95% Irish, but I am.
Are you really? What's your last name?
Barry.
Barry? Okay, that sounds like a good name.
Changed from because my great-grandparents were Irish immigrants.
Okay.
And, you know, back in the day, Irish immigrants were very second class.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
New York.
Yeah, so what my grandparents did is change your last name Barry to
just
Barry. Just
Barry
to sound more American.
Okay. Cool.
That's my, full blood, pretty much full blood Irish. It's whatever.
Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man.
Yeah, totally.
I can drink a lot.
Yeah, right, exactly. I bet you have a great tolerance.
I don't blame them too much, though. I didn't know them.
No.
Oh, really?
I don't have a good tolerance, but
you still drink a lot. You still drink.
Let's go on the record here. My Barry does not have a good
tolerance. I mean, we had a really good alcohol tolerance.
I let Heidi Fram, I guess it says this too.
He's drunk after
the way through.
He just keeps going.
I would say I have an amazing alcohol tolerance.
It really
does. It doesn't really matter.
You have a death tolerance.
You're drunk after like two beers. That is not true. I would say that I have a great alcohol tolerance, but I don't really care.
Bruce bought me a girl before she could leave.
Until you're drunk.
Let's go play Adam and Eve.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Pretty much.
Took her by the hand and my heart was thumping.
Oh, you're rapping
now.
Oh shit, Bob Dylan is
that's
rapping.
My theory. Bob Dylan's the first rapper.
Bob Dylan is the first rapper, yeah.
Fucking Wu-Tang Clan ain't got nothing on fucking
Dylan.
Bob Dylan was the Linkin Park of a shittier generation.
That's the other tagline.
Oh,
Bob Dylan was the Linkin Park of a shittier generation.
I just made this white Russian
and forgot.
Actually, just pure guess mentioned, and this is one of the best white Russians I've ever had. It's so good. It's not too stiff, it's not too light. It is really fucking solid.
That is a formidable white Russian.
Good white Russian.
And for the volume, this is a full tall glass.
That is a full tall glass. But it's a damn good white Russian.
No, that's not bad.
It's got a good
white Russian.
That's not bad at all.
That's a good white Russian.
I abide by that.
Brad? That's a good white Russian. Oh, this white Russian is so good. I'm not going to kill this content.
Since forgotten.
Oh, we have stopped talking about this record like an hour.
Yeah, right.
Like, and that proves a very valid point.
that this record sucks.
God, yes.
He's a five.
It's the same song seven or 11, 12 times.
Yeah, literally, it is the same song over and over and over again.
Okay, fuck. What do the?
We should talk about the Velvet Underground because it's the same shit. It's just the same song over and over again.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I mean, you probably had one harmonica, wrote them all in the same key.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was just a G harmonica.
Hey, have you ever had an old gold?
No,
I literally hate best cigarettes.
I've been the only person left after the war with me.
That's what the same thing
Not in these. No, I never have that.
Oh, it's gonna be a life-changing experience.
Old Golds are the best cigarettes.
But hey, I will say that they're not the best cigarettes in the sense of like you smoke and you're like, oh wow, this cigarette's so amazing. But for the price, they smoke like a Marv, they taste like an American cigarette. Like they're amazing. And they're only like $3.50 a pack.
Okay.
And they're so good. They smoke smooth, they taste good. It's awesome.
All the people came to
Maybe not the best cigarettes, but the best value. All right, I'll definitely keep that in mind. Smoke it up, buddy. Yeah, we'll do. So it's like the 40 of a cigarette. The 40 of a cigarette. Yeah, why Ryan's that guy?
No matter how big of a dick he is, he'll always make you a white rush.
I don't know how much.
That's true.
No, dude, we're like we're like three quarters of the way through this stuff.
Fucking so annoying.
Yeah, no, we just got through Talking World War 3 Blue, which is the longest song in the entire
film. I wanted to bash your head into a wall.
I didn't even want to kill you. I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, we got fucking three songs left. God damn it.
But they're all like two and a half.
I wanted to kill you.
Yeah, they're short ones.
I wanted to kill myself.
I
went
because I wanted to kill you.
We're so close. We're this close, we have to just marathon.
No, I went because I was so over even just like
he was just talking
about it.
But that's what Bob Dylan does.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The age of the very experience for me was like a new emotion. I'm actually really struggling with how much I actually want to kill you.
I can't wait until you go.
Yeah, you can just walk
straight out of here. I seriously can't wait until you go.
When I do go home, I hope you
in the sink. Because it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Man, the listeners of this podcast actually have no clue that I just pulled a knife on another.
Right, no, it wasn't in threat.
It wasn't in threat, but yeah.
It happened. It sure happened.
It happened.
Yeah.
How do I turn my safe search off on T-Mobile?
I don't. Well, if you're on Google. Google, I think Chrome. Google by default doesn't have safe search.
You like
are
not
you
look
so
at porn?
You don't know how to use Google Chrome.
Yeah, I think that was the second to last one. I think. Wait.
Yeah, no, this is the second last song.
Oh, this is the second last song? Okay.
But this song is like a minute long.
me if you would please. Well, I'm a walking down the road with my head in my hand. I'm looking for a woman, either word in main. It's just the one kind of favor I'll ever do. Love just one more chance.
You should get an iPhone because they're better than everybody.
Yeah, really. Why don't you have an iPhone?
Because she doesn't know how to
use it. She's mobile and
she doesn't know how to use a brain.
Why are not iPhone
64?
There's
64, I believe.
Okay, you know the fucking like Apple laws?
Okay, iPhones are actually the best.
iPhones, okay.
This is what I want to do to you.
Problem is that the Beatles sing out.
Can I show you my iPhone? Can I show you my iPhone?
You allow me just one more chance.
The Beatles wrote Help after they wrote this album.
That's so nice.
Look, your headphones are
on the neck. Was Hard Day's Night after this album or was it Help? Help, yeah. Because you've got to hide your lung away. It's John trying to be dumb.
Fucking men.
What are you doing? It's lit. Don't worry about it's lit.
No, I'm increasing the odds.
We're so close to the end, folks.
But we can't make it because it sucks.
So you know about the whole story about like Bob Dylan and the Beatles getting by?
Oh yeah.
Do you know about it though?
You know that Bob Dylan was the reason that the Beatles never smoked pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it definitely helped.
Yeah, I probably got along the way a little bit.
Yeah. Oh shit, we're on the last song.
Oh, it's the last song.
Alright, let's be completely silent for the last song and then talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
No talking. Brad, shut the fuck up.
Hold on. I just want to go on record last night. I was before the drunk. She looked alright.
Loves Bob Dylan.
No.
On board with the Bob Dylan train.
NTNT does not love Bob Dylan.
Ryan Berry does not love Bob Dylan. NTNT loves Bob Dylan.
Dylan's fucking great!
We love Bob Dylan. If you've made it to this far in the podcast, you should know that we've all been lying, except for Ryan Berry. No, but also fuck Bob Dylan.
As much shit as I've been spewing out of my mouth, and as much as everybody's saying that I have been lying, I don't like Bob Dylan. In fact, I kind of hate the guy. But I respect what he does.
Let's listen to the last song in silence.
Yeah.
All right. Out of respect for Bob Dylan, we will take the last song in silence.
Telephone ring, it would not stop this President Kennedy calling me up. He said, my friend Bob, what do we need to make the country grow? I said, my friend John, Richard Bardo, Anita Ekberg, Sophia Loren, country will grow. She yells and hollers and screams and snorts. She tickles my nose, pats me on the head, rolls me over and kicks me out of bed.
She's
a man eater.
Hey, I'm just going to go on the record and say that bed was not a Sleep Number and that bed was not a Tempur-Pedic.
Sleep Number mattress.
Oh, ain't no use of me working all the time. I got a woman who works herself on.
My sleep number is 64.
You know your sleep number?
Yes,
I do not have a sleep number bed, nor have I ever, nor has anybody I've ever known.
Oh, okay.
But I went to the mall.
Oh, okay.
I went to the mall one time, and that one time I ended up in the sleep number store. And my sleep number was 64. We can't get just one Bob Dylan song.
That's the testament.
I just TV dinner.
To the album.
I just shot him.
I mean, just like.
Because of that.
And I was saying he wants the exact same song.
For all You're preaching in front of people, like, yeah, dude, telling me you love all kinds of people.
Wait, I need to talk about how you're anybody that is listening, Brad is your friend who drinks gin martinis out of a can on the beach in California.
That's it. That's who Brad is.
That's who Brad is.
Crazy kid stuff.
Brad's that guy.
Cheers.
What I want
to
know is football, man, is what do you do about
Willie
Mays?
Right.
It's
the
guy
they talk. I will say the same. Vodka martini.
No, a martini is not made of vodka. A martini is made of gin.
No, I'd say a vermouth vodka drink,
right? Right.
It's not a martini. With all of the
right, but the true martini, no gin.
Well, that's the album!
We did it!
We got through the whole fucking record and it sucked.
Don't say that he wants to fuck Elizabeth Taylor.
I'm gonna say that we did not get through the whole record. We listened to actually about a minute of that entire record because it was so fucking boring that we couldn't fucking focus on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, goodbye, everyone. Say your plugs.
We love you. Also, and
Ryan Mason Berry sucks.
NTNT loves Bob Dylan.
And
that
NTNT
is not
Bob
true.
Dylan.
NTNT Twitter, NTNTmusic.com.
NTNT
we don't
Instagram.
Actually have a website. It'll just take your Facebook.
Yeah.
But NTNTmusic.com.
NTNT.
But NTNT loves Bob Dylan. Also, you can listen.
I love
you
Bob
can
Dylan so much.
Brad, shut the fuck up.
Brad,
shut the fuck up.
You
can listen to NTNT on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
You can listen to NTNT on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, fucking Bandcamp, fucking.
Woo! Oh, party foul number
Megan.
One.
Oh my god, Megan. Anyway, go on any music website, listen to our music. I hate Bob Dylan. Everyone else loves Bob Dylan.
NTNT loves Bob Dylan.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Most of NTNT loves Bob Dylan.
100%.
NGG loves Bob Dylan.
Four fifths.
MEGHAN_KEARNEY.
Oh my god.
Lots of One Direction tweets.
I hate you so much.
Wow. Okay, Twitter. Go to Jake and Oliver, Ruin Your Favorite Records, on Facebook, and Automatic. I don't know. Fucking go to facebook.com/Jake and Oliver. Goodbye.
If you're listening. Hey, also for the ladies out there, Jake and Oliver are sexy men.
We're sexy and single.
And you should all vote them.
Good night.
Good.